T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you on a hump day edition of the show. We are jam-packed today. When are we not? Folks, today on the show, we are going to have some fun. In just a minute, I'm going to make you feel better about yourself. I'm going to make you feel better about your life. I'm going to make you feel better about your fandom, about your team, about everything. Because you Gamecocks fans have suffered and suffered mightily. You've taken it from me. You've taken it from everybody else. And it's time to flip the script on you. It's time to make you feel a little bit better. And I promise you, this isn't snarky. I promise you, this is legit. Well, I'll let Lonzo be the judge of snarkiness or not. We'll do that.
I think we know I am the arbiter of snark, so yes.
There we go. Tim Frisbee, former South Carolina great, joins us for his weekly segment at 120. Lonzo, what do you think Tim Frisbee's Will Muschamp confidence ranking is now? Remember, it started at 70 before the year. Mine was 30 and yours was 35. If 50 is, I have no idea if he's the right guy long-term or not. My confidence ranking was 30, yours was 35, his was 70.
We could guess, but he might be listening and purposefully not go.
I'm sure he is listening. I think.
I bet he goes 50 at least.
I think he's going to give us a higher score than his number actually is. I think he's down to about 40 right now.
When it's your alma mater, I mean, are you more negative or more positive? I don't know.
You're more positive, I think. I'm the reverse, though. I have higher expectations. Either or will broach the question, should the worst team in the NFL have to scrimmage the college football national champion? Cole Bryson in our high school report at 2 p.m., as well as Truth Serum on the show today, and a Major League Baseball postseason preview at 3:40 with Derek Fogle, who is hosting Straight Up with Sturge today from 4 to 7. In Houston, they call Derek Fogle Baseball Jesus. Listen, I'll settle for Mary or Joseph at 3:40 today, okay? I'm good with either of those. Okay, so I do want to open with this because everybody is taking shots at South Carolina right now. Lonzo is a Gamecock fan. I'm not seeing many Gamecock shirts up in here anymore.
Dude, one day I don't wear something football related. No, I wear an assortment of shirts between Kansas City.
This is the third. Lonzo, I'm just saying it's not a coincidence. Listen, I'm not hitting you with the same thing.
No, I was thinking today. I finally shut him up with that stuff. And you're trying to bring it back, and it's ridiculous. It's not going to work.
It's
not going to work.
It's really not that stuff that I'm bringing back. It's not the whole argument that Gamecocks fans don't dress up. It's obvious to me that you're irritated with your team because on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, you have not had a Gamecocks shirt on any of those days.
By the way, I'll have you know, and you know, I can take pictures every day. I usually wear Kansas City 3 days a week. I wear Kansas City Monday and Tuesday, and I'm wearing UFC. Yeah, I know that.
I can't tell you what I wore yesterday. I have no clue what I'm going to wear tomorrow.
I have a huge assortment and collection of T-shirts. I know what I wear. I know when
I wear
them.
Does your wife lay them out for
No, she does not.
Okay. Well, I think this is very good. But the bottom line is, you guys have taken a lot of BS from a lot of people. And I always believe that through tribulation in life, through trials, through negative occurrences, I was just telling that to someone in our building this week who's had a tough week. I said, through every rough opportunity, through every rough thing that happens to you, every tragedy, there's always an opportunity, right? Always. And if you think about it, and that sounds like lip service, right? But if you think about it, it really is true. For me, my first engagement failed, and I was able to get the hell away from a psychopath. For me, my second engagement failed, and I realized that my fiance was superficial and that she was attracted to the celebrity status that I had as host of the number one sports radio show in Tampa. When I lost my job, my dream job, hosting that show in Tampa, the opportunity presented itself to me because my own self-esteem had become too wrapped up into what I did. And I didn't know who I was anymore when that was taken away from me. So, I mean, there's an opportunity in everything that happens to you, even this 1-3 start. Now, Mark Stoops is calling the Gamecocks the best 1-3 team in the country. Lonzo, word association, just give me one word in terms of how that makes you feel. Mark Stoops at Kentucky, they're the best 1-3 team in the country. What does that mean to you?
That was a stupid statement. I can't think of one word. That was just that's just a coach talking another team up that he thinks he's going to beat.
Okay.
You don't
okay.
think so.
Okay.
You don't think so.
Diddy says...
That's like Dabo saying Charlotte's got a shot. It's the same sort of thing.
Diddy says that he thinks Muschamp is hung out to dry Sunday afternoon after losing to Kentucky. Diddy says 1-4 is coming. Folks, I am here to flip the script on you right now, and everything I'm about to say is completely and totally truthful. All right?
Don't do that.
All right. So here we go with rainbows and gumdrops. Number one, South Carolina is going to win this weekend. They are. I believe South Carolina is going to win this weekend. Lonzo, I'm foreshadowing my pick. They're playing at home. I think the crowd shows up. I think Kalinske plays a lot better. I think with their backup quarterback, Kentucky is really regressing. You look at Kentucky's strength. It's on both lines of scrimmage. I think Muschamp is going to be smart enough to get the run game going. Dowdle, Feaster are going to have a field day. They're going to help Polinski out. The defense is going to play much better. Javon Kinlaw is going to have three sacks. And it's going to be a South Carolina win. Okay? So there's one thing to feel better about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On Saturday. Okay. One thing, no doubt, to feel better about. How about next?
Are you going to do that every time you play that?
I'm making you think I'm going to do that.
Just, it's like being at the hop in the 50s
there you
or something.
Go. I love it. Ryan Helinski's play will inspire. His play will inspire where it depressed people a week ago. I think his play is going to inspire. He's going to limit the turnovers. There's going to be one turnover or no turnovers in the game. There's not going to be any pick six at the goal line. There's not going to be any throw the ball down on the ground for a lateral after you've already picked it up. That's not going to exist. Ryan Helinski will get his head right. And I think that stupid headline in the state newspaper is going to motivate South Carolina as well. Number three, if you're a Gamecock fan, you've got the best facilities in the land. You do. You've got a recording studio. You've got a barber shop. And while that may not mean squat to you and me, it means a ton to the recruits. When you go visit Columbia, South Carolina, and see what the Gamecocks have to offer, almost nobody else presents that total package to you. Top five in facilities in America. Ranked even more highly than Oregon's facilities. And Oregon has the unlimited pocketbooks of Nike and Phil Knight. You've got better facilities in Oregon, if you can believe it. Number four, there isn't a more passionate fan base in college football. Now, I always say your team's play will be a reflection of what you will accept as a fan base. Why are the Green Bay Packers always eventually going to be good? Because they won't settle for anything less, right? It's death, taxes, and Green Bay winning in that part of the country, or at least it's been that way for the last 20 years. They won't settle for anything less. You're passionate, but you have settled for mediocrity. You need to channel that passion in the right way, but I think that passion ultimately will make you successful. Number five, great coaches, believe it or not, want to work in South Carolina, want to work in Columbia, South Carolina. Okay, great coaches want to work there. And this is something that Diesel and Will Pelagic filling in on Straight Up with Sturge seem to be in disagreement with.
Gut checks are a really hard thing to take.
Right.
And this is a gut check moment for South Carolina and its fans.
Yeah, definitely so. You have to understand where you are.
It's really hard to find out where you are. It is damaging to the ego to find out where you really are.
Here's the reality. Great coaches will want to coach there. Why? Because of the passion of the fan base. Because of the caliber of your facilities. Because you play in the best conference in all the land. All of which takes me to positive point number 6 on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Are you ready? You're a freaking sleeping giant. You're a sleeping giant. Steve Spurrier was, and I love him, was half-assing it some of his time in Columbia. And he took you to heights you've never before experienced. Urban Meyer, and I saw this at Florida, was Steve Spurrier with a work ethic, right? With Steve Spurrier that's not at the beach, that's not playing golf all the time. You get a coach like that, if you find the next Urban Meyer, you will have the success that Florida has. You've got everything else you need. You've got the conference, you've got the dollars, you've got the facilities, you've got the fan base. What else are you missing? I firmly believe that Clemson success shows you what is possible at Columbia, South Carolina. And I've yet to hear one valid reason from anybody, other than they have Dabo Swinney and you don't, why South Carolina can't experience Clemson success. A credit to Dabo's culture, South Carolina needs a coach that's going to establish that culture there. All right? I firmly believe all of the above. Now, if you're a long-suffering South Carolina fan, have I made you feel even the slightest bit better? Have I? At all? Is your day feeling a little bit more chipper now? Lonzo, did I help you out at all?
Is Will Muschamp still the coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks?
Okay, we can't...
If he is, then no, you did not help me feel better.
Lonzo, we can't just focus on the good things, okay? We've got to honor the reality as well. But everything else is there. Everything else is in place. Your program isn't in shambles, okay? Great coaches will want to work and live in Columbia. How are you feeling, Gamecocks fans? Am I done good? Am I done good? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. You can get to us on the text line at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is. If you are following us, we will get to your tweets live on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. You've seen it. We will get to your tweets live on the air. And also, you may email the show. If what you want to say does not fit into 280 characters, email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPN Upstate. .com. Coming up next, Tim Frisbee, South Carolina legend, played for Lou Holtz, Steve Spurrier, served in our military in the Gulf War, will join us next. So what's his Will Muschamp confidence ranking today? Yo, Mark Ryan on air. I know what I wear Monday through Friday. It's not weird. I'm just organized. Travis Kelce jersey Monday, Chiefs tie-dye shirt Tuesday, UFC shirt today. And by the way, I don't pay attention to what you wear daily. That is weird. So what's laid out on the bed for you tomorrow, Lonzo? Do we know? Has that been decided yet?
You are so funny.
Tim Frisbee up next. This is Offsets. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan. Great to be with you. Hump Day edition of the show. Jonathan Chadwick tweets in, sounds like Mark Ryan on air is backpedaling after all that fire.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Muschamp talk. He must be wearing his flip-flops today. No, man. Look, when in that segment did I say keep Will Muschamp? I was merely highlighting all of the positives that there are about South Carolina. That program, that fan base has been dumped on, man. You want to know the truth? I rooted for you last year in the Palmetto Bowl. I was pulling for you. SEC is family. I was pulling big time for you. I put money down on you because I thought the 27.5 points was a total slap in the face to a legit SEC team. Really. Red Watson tweets in, think you can give that speech to the coaches pregame meeting and then the locker room Saturday night? Oh, yeah. All right, let's get right to it. He has become a friend of the show. I have no idea if he likes me or not. I do know that he tolerates me. I know that he puts up with me. I know that he's a national hero. I know that he's been on Leno and Letterman. And I know that he played for Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier. And my main man, Tim Frisby, joins us right now on the line for his weekly segment on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Tim, good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. What's going on, Mark?
Always.
Yeah, I do tolerate you, so it's a good thing.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Okay, so we opened up today, Tim. I opened up by really kind of highlighting the positives about South Carolina. I think this is a team and a fan base and a program that's been dumped on of late. I've been big time against Will Muschamp. They've gotten off to a very disappointing start. But if you widen the lens just a little bit and you look at the big picture, I think you got a great chance to win this weekend. I think you have the best facilities in the land. I think there isn't a more passionate fan base in all of college football, as evidenced in part by all the ejections. I think great coaches would want to live and work in Columbia, and I think South Carolina is a sleeping giant. Am I wrong on any of those?
No, you're not wrong. I don't disagree with you on any of those points. But the bottom line is, obviously, the fan base and, anybody involved down here wants to see some wins. I think it comes down to a lot of people are feeling that the evaluation process, not so much as development, is not on par right now for whatever reason. But that needs to pick up. We don't think, at least the people that are kind of in the know are at least have a beat on the program, don't think that Coach Muschamp is going anywhere anytime soon just based on the buyouts and what would be the buyouts of coordinators also because they have multi-year contracts. So, yeah, definitely I don't disagree with you on any of those points you said.
Do you have an idea as to what the specifics of that buyout would be, or is that under lock and key?
Well, that's under lock and key. I think it's in the area, though, that if he was fired during the season will be upwards of 19 million, 20 million, and if he was let go after the season, it would be in the, probably be 15 to 18 million range. So I'm not, like I said, I don't know the details on that, but probably a little too much money to be putting out to burn the program down to the ground
God,
and ask the fans to accept another rebuild.
Who would give Will Muschamp $19 million guaranteed? You know, it's something, Tim. I always say the NFL has the worst players association in sports because the one sport where everything should be guaranteed, it isn't. And
absolutely.
You know, college coaches sign these mega deals, and it's really something. It's really something that that they're fully guaranteed and that they get paid for years not to coach. And it's that's where you're really getting paid for all the pressure that you're under on a daily basis. So all that is to say, Tim, I need to hold your feet to the fire here just a little bit because prior to the year, we gave our confidence rankings as to whether Will Muschamp is the right man for the job long term. With 50 serving as you have no idea, it's a coin flip, you're waiting to see, I gave a score of 30. Lonzo gave a score of 35, but you, Tim, gave a score of 70. And I just would like to ask you, based on what you've seen, it's been 1 month since we've asked you that question, where is your confidence ranking today? If you tell me it's the same, Tim, I don't believe you. I'll be honest.
Well, you know that slide that Clemson has in their operations
facility? I do.
I think it's taking a ride downwards on that slide right now. I would think it'd have to be around 50% on me. It's really a toss-up right now. What we're going to see the rest of the season is going to depend on how we feel about Coach Muschamp down here, if he can turn it around or not. Personally, okay. I can't see five more wins on this schedule to get us bowl eligible, but that's to be seen. I think we have a good chance at Kentucky on Saturday. Obviously, Vandy, Tennessee, and App State. It's hard to find that if you're even looking at a fifth one out of the big ones remaining on the schedule, you would have to say Florida, and they're a pretty half decent team. And although you don't know what quite you're going to get out of them yet, but still, I don't see that as a possible win right now. So, lots of things to determine how that coin flip's going to go with Muschamp the rest of the year.
You know, ESPN's FPI, I don't know what this is worth, but they say there's a 61% chance South Carolina wins. The Gamecocks are a 3-point favorite at home. Are the Gamecocks a favorite in this game in your eyes? Backup quarterback for Kentucky. Didn't play overly well last week at Mississippi State. I don't know. I think on the right day, South Carolina could compete with and or beat Mississippi State. Kentucky didn't look good last week against Mississippi State. Looked a lot better against Florida, which isn't a great sign for me.
Right. Yeah. No. They didn't look good at all. I think that the people in Vegas have been pretty spot on this year. I think Carolina is a good 3 to 5 point favorite in this game, being at home, being at Williams-Brice, and being at that. This is really a kind of getting into a program defining game where you cannot lose to University of Kentucky for 6 years now. Obviously it's bad enough that it's been 5 years, but this is a better program than Kentucky. And to maintain that level, you can't keep losing. And I think that their backs are really to the wall. They have the talent to compete in this game, and the pieces are there. People want to see him utilized right, and I think they can pull out a win Saturday.
Tim Frisbee, Gamecocks legend, United States legend for serving in our military in the Gulf War, joining us here on the show today. Tim, I'm looking at the numbers here. 444 yards a game for South Carolina's offense. Big thumbs up there. 419 yards a game for Kentucky's offense. Thumbs up there. Yards allowed, 398 yards a game for Kentucky. I'm wary of that, but here's the big one. 436 yards allowed a game by the South Carolina Gamecocks, including 291 passing yards per game. What in the name of the ghost of Lou Holtz is going on over here?
Yeah, and that's not good. And that points, obviously, it points to South Carolina's secondary, where the problems have been. Obviously, like we said and we talked about last week, the line play has improved incrementally over the year, has improved in steps. And actually, they played pretty well for about three and a third quarters last year. Three quarters last week. But the defensive secondary is definitely taking a beating. I'm sure there's going to be some movement there. As you saw, we did have somebody going to the transfer portal who was playing a lot of time in the secondary this year. So there's definitely going to be some moves, shifts around in the secondary, and hopefully we're going to get a better product this weekend. But that cannot continue if South Carolina wants to be successful.
What's if you could wave a magic wand over what you've seen thus far this year, Tim, what's the first thing you would change? The thing that bugs you the most as a former player watching your alma mater?
Oh, one of the things that bugs me the most is, during the preseason tour, during Coach Muschamp's tour, said this was the best team he's had in his 4 years here. And one thing I'd like to see him not say that, and kind of have the proof in the pudding once the season starts. But I'm just disappointed at the overall performance of the team and more so how they're being developed and what, you know, because the pieces are there. I'm kind of disappointed in the talent, you know, what Coach Muschamp is getting out of this talent, which is not, I don't think, peak performance.
You know, Tim, looking at the way the game was played last week, it looked like nobody wanted to play. I know you played in a lot of big games. What do you do when you get in there and no one has any energy, no one really has any drive? Is there anything you can do? Because it seems to be contagious, and it seems like the entire team was that way last Saturday.
Absolutely. I noticed the same thing, especially with the offensive players in the first, especially that first half, that they were out of it. You need a leader at that time, somebody to – I didn't see any fire on the sidelines. I didn't see anybody firing people up, getting them back involved in the game. I saw that they weren't necessarily – and I've seen this before in prior teams where they weren't enthused about the game plan and what was going on. That becomes very difficult, and you need your leaders at that time to kind of stand up. It shouldn't take going in and getting a fire and brimstone speech at halftime. To get you and, you know, those adjustments that are involved to get you up for the game. That needs to come from your leaders, and we're going to have more leaders on the field in that regard.
What are you seeing from Hilinski thus far? I mean, are you seeing somebody that you think can be the guy?
I'm seeing a young guy that's making some young mistakes. He can be the guy. I think so. I think he has all the tools to be it. But, you know, they're going to have to tailor a game plan that he's comfortable in. Obviously, he can make all the throws. But I think the game plan they approached Alabama with is more to his style as far as, hey, let's throw everything out the window and kind of let's go at them. Let's take it to them. I think the South Carolina offense will respond much more to that than trying to be a conservative, controlled offense who's trying to lose more than it's trying to win.
Can we get your score for Saturday, Tim?
I think we're going to at least have to score 28 points in that game, have to have a good defense from the showing. I'm looking at a close 28-21 game.
28-21 game, South Carolina wins. The positivity for the Gamecocks continues. 35 minutes of positivity to open your hump day here on Offsides.
There we go.
Tim, always appreciate you, my man. Thank you for tolerating me, and love having you on each and every week, sir.
All right, love being on. See you next week.
All right, buddy. Take care. Tim Frisbee, Gamecock legend, joining us only right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, time to play a little either or. The worst team in the NFL should have to scrimmage versus the college national champion. Onsides or offsides to that and much more coming your way right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Tons of good stuff coming your way. Coming up in the next segment, a fact people just can't wrap their heads around. Cole Bryson with his high school report and high school picks coming your way at 2. And then at 2:20, something I normally only enjoy doing with a different gender. Lonzo and I will role play. And we will
Lando?
Do that.
Lando? Is that usually what you call your role play partner, Lando?
Thankfully not. Thankfully not. I don't know what's going on there today, Lonzo. I really don't. But in any case, let's go ahead and get right to it. It is Either Or, that segment where we give you two options on life and sports. And you can participate. You can chime in with your own either or for us to answer at 1-844-477-3776. Okay, either or starts now. All right, Lonzo. Spawned by my discussion with everybody about Clemson versus the Miami Dolphins on Twitter, I think it would be fascinating if the worst team in the NFL was mandated to have to scrimmage against the college football national champion at the conclusion of the year. We see this all the time. The dream team scrimmages against college players. Pro baseball teams scrimmage against college baseball teams. I'd simply like to see a scrimmage. Clemson versus Miami. Clemson versus the Jets. After the year. Can we make that happen? A great experience for all. I say onsides. What say you?
Offsides. The worst NFL team in history could beat the best college football team. They just could. It's a pyramid. The best players at every level move up. The NFL is the pinnacle, the best of all football players going up against a team that may have 10 really good football players.
Let me ask you a question, Lonzo. What percentage of... Okay,
so you're trying to trap me. I can see that.
No, I'm just kind of curious about this. Are there any college players? What percentage of college players are better than any player in the NFL?
I don't entirely understand the question.
And I ask you this for this question. Saquon Barkley at the end of last season was ranked the number one running back in the league after his rookie year. He played a game for Penn State the same calendar year that he was ranked the number one running back in the entire NFL. So...
I'm going to go with about 2%.
We can acknowledge that some players in college are better than some NFL players, right?
Yes, but Okay. Chances are the majority of those aren't on one team.
I think if you factor in the improvements in the play, especially at the quarterback position, you mean to tell me that today's Clemson wouldn't have beaten the Jets from the 60s? You know, I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. But I'd love to see it anyway. I say onsides, Lonzo says offsides.
All right, I'm going to go with the thing that just made me angry that I talked to you about off the air. All right, so I just washed my car this morning before I came to work, and during a newscast on our sister station where I'm working during another part of the day, I look out the window, and the grounds crew, the landscaping crew, they have leaf blowers, and they're going through the parking lot blowing up dirt on everybody's car, including mine, after I just washed it. And then they spend extra time on my car trying to blow the dirt off of it. Onsides, offsides, what would you do if you saw that happening to your car?
Yeah, and Lonzo's like, I think I'm going to have to go downstairs and have a talk with management. And I wouldn't do that, Lonzo. What I would do is I would go right outside and I would have I'd have a talk with the leaf blower guy, and I'd say, let me see that thing. Let me show you how to operate that thing. Because what you don't do is you don't blow dirt all over my ride after I just got it washed. You see it? You're going to pay for my next wash? Did that really brown your boxers, Lonzo?
I'm still ticked about it. The windows don't open. I'm stuck and I cannot get out of where I was. I'm in the middle of a newscast. I can't just up and leave. I value my job.
So you're watching this in suffering
Yes. As
it's going on.
And even the news guy looks out the window at it and he's just like shaking his head. What can you do? I don't know. And why in the world are they blowing the dirt around in the parking lot? This is stupid.
Ah, You know, Lonzo, it's weird. I haven't really been a car wash guy. I'm not surprised. I've seen your car, Lonzo says. The rain takes care of that for me. You know?
Yeah, we're in a minor drought right now, so we haven't seen rain.
I know.
And here's the thing. This is the most I've ever washed a car in my entire life.
Well, you've got a car one would want to wash.
But there's still equity in it, and I need to protect that and keeping it looking as good as I can. So,
all right. Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield, all things considered, for the next 10 years.
All right, you said all things considered. So the main thing you got to consider is who's going to have the better offensive line, who has a history of injuries
who's
already.
Who's going to be more successful? Who's going to be better?
Right.
You can pick one for your team for the next 10 years. This is your first draft pick.
For my team, I would take Deshaun Watson, but he has a history of injuries, and who's to say that he's going to make it through another couple years?
That's why I think this is interesting. I also think it's interesting because the NFL players ranked Baker Mayfield as the 50th best player in the NFL. They ranked Deshaun Watson as the 51st best player in the NFL. So according to the players, these two guys are right there and Baker has the edge. I think that's nuts. I like Baker Mayfield. I love Deshaun Watson. And you got to roll the dice with the injuries. Baker doesn't have the injury bug. You know he's going to be there. What you don't know is if he's going to be great. I think we've seen enough for Deshaun with Deshaun Watson to know that greatness awaits him. What do you got, Lonzo?
Okay, defensive coordinator Don Martindale from the Baltimore Ravens has dubbed Mahomes and Jackson as the next Brady Manning. Onsides or offsides?
Folks, this is what happens when kids use drugs at young ages. It's really not good. Mahomes is the next Pistol Pete Maravich at the quarterback position in the National Football League. Lonzo, I honestly can't believe how good he is. At this age, I can't believe it. Like, how did no... You know, like, with Trevor Lawrence, everybody knows it, right? Like, everybody's like, that's the guy, number one pick, best I've ever seen. How come we weren't saying that about Pat Mahomes? Why didn't we know that? Did he really drop so far, and were we so blinded because his defense in college was historically awful? Is that why we didn't notice this? Did we not notice this because his team was 6-6 in college? Because this dude, I mean, this guy's like a trick shot basketball player playing football. I've never seen anything like it. He's amazing.
So you're saying no?
No to Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
No to Lamar Jackson.
Who would you put in there? So you'd leave Mahomes in there probably after all the things you just said, but who would you put in there to be the next big quarterback rivalry?
Oh, Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
I'm going to put Deshaun Watson in there. Pat Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson, same draft class, drafted two places apart. Right. And Bill O'Brien liked and wanted Pat Mahomes. Kansas City traded ahead of them. So I think those two guys. What say you?
That works for me. I think it's too early to put Jackson in there. We saw what Mahomes did last year, MVP, and he's continuing on this year and in some ways looking even better. So
are you buying the improvement from Lamar Jackson that you're seeing? I mean, do you think what we're seeing is sustainable, or is he going to level off here in a minute? Because he's taken a huge step up the first few games.
They're going to win their division. I mean, they're going to win the AFC North?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win that. So but I think they won it last year, didn't they? So, I kind of believe it. I believe that they put a system around. He's throwing the ball pretty good. People said he couldn't do that, and he's improved a great deal.
All right.
One of the Harbaughs can actually coach.
Oh, let's check on the text line, 71307. Interesting. You don't have anything against John Harbaugh because he never coached at Michigan. Interesting how that works. Will Summer the Hockey Lady be back this year? A texter says. I'd love to have Summer the Hockey Lady back this year. No, it doesn't matter, Mark, because you don't matter and what you say doesn't matter. Did you get your tag and license straightened out? I got to tell you something about this dude. This dude, I got a guy on Twitter who's works in law enforcement, and this dude was telling me about the car that I drive and, like, stuff about my tag and all this other stuff, you know, about the car that I drive. And, like, I had a moment where I was just like, What is this, like, a dude, a creep? Like, what? Who is this? Like, what's? Who knows what kind of car I drive? Who cares enough to know?
See, I don't think it's actually a cop. I think it's Fat Boy, and he's trolling you. That's what I think it is.
Can we call that number? The number's here on the screen. Are we allowed to call? We're not allowed to call these numbers, are we?
You can text it back.
Can I text it back?
Yes, you can.
I'm texting it back. There you go. Offsides, because like six players on the entire Clemson team got drafted, but the entire NFL team got drafted. It would be like combining Alabama and Clemson's roster together. I think 30 players presently on the Clemson team will be drafted over the next 4 years, 7+ per year. Watch and see. In my opinion, the college team would get pummeled just based on brute strength and experience. Sticking with this theme, coming up next, I am going to give you a fact that you will not be able to comprehend. That's next. This is the show that gives you both sides. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate. All right, folks, it's time to tell you about my great friends at Superior Healthcare, who have helped me so significantly in my battle to get rid of back pain. You know, I'm feeling so much better these days, and it's because of the truly integrative approach that takes place at Superior Healthcare. I want you to give them a call if you've had problems. If you just want to achieve better health, because they can help with cutting edge treatments, back pain, knee issues, burning numb feet. It's a great alternative for more to avoid drugs and to avoid surgery. Give them a call today at 864-626-3599. That's 864-626-3599. Superior Healthcare has offices in both Greenville and Malden, and they can take care of you. They can absolutely take care of you and help you the way that they've helped me. I believe, folks, we're here for just a blink of time, and I don't intend to spend my time here in pain. All right, and they've helped me a great deal on that front, whether it be the lidocaine shots that I choose to get, whether it be the adjustments, the stretches, the vibrating table that I stand on, the inflatable that I sit on in a chair that helps my back be more mobile. It's incredible. They can do wonders for you as well. 864-626-3599, Superior Healthcare, with offices in Greenville and Malden. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Okay, got to share this with you. So I asked my – I have a friend who's an odds maker in Las Vegas, and I'm not going to reveal his name for this, but I did ask him. I said, look, I need you to put together a line for me, Clemson versus Miami, because Clemson's the best team in college football. Miami's the worst team in the NFL. And he said, Mark, we love doing this. We do this actually each year. We've had the line for this game for quite a while now, and the line is Miami by 19 points. So the Miami Dolphins would be favored by 19 points over the Clemson Tigers. He told me that meant that Miami had a 94% chance of winning the game, so Clemson would win roughly 1 out of 20 times these teams played. I said, that's interesting. So then I posted on social media, and everyone's calling me names and an idiot, and an ESPN Upstate should remove me from the air when I'm getting this from a smarter source than those people bashing me. I'm getting it from a better source than that. But here's the interesting fact. Miami is less of a favorite over Clemson than New England is over the Jets and that Dallas is over Miami. New England and Dallas are bigger favorites over the Jets and the Dolphins than the Dolphins are over Clemson. How crazy is it to think that Clemson is closer to the NFL than some teams within the NFL? Did I tell you I was going to have a stat for you that blew your mind? There it is. I think Clemson's unbelievable. I think 30 to 35 players on this team over the next 4 years are going to get drafted. I think this is a team toying with the opposition. I think anyone that doesn't think this is the best team in the nation is on drugs. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Okay, coming up next on the show, it's time for your weekly Wednesday high school football report, joined by whom? Cole Bryson, voice of the Burns Rebels. We'll have that segment for you next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.